Ladies, gentlemen, box office contributors worldwide, welcome to a special end of 2015 episode of the Split Screen Podcast, the official podcast of BlankPageBeatdown.com. Now, this episode is completely off. We completely derail from the usual format of comparing a remake to its original source material. And instead, we're going to do something that's just fun for everyone to do, and we're going to discuss the most anticipated Bollywood movies coming up in 2016. Today with me is a returning guest, but for everyone out there, not really a returning guest, because similar to, you know, professional actors and actresses in Bollywood, this person's debut on the Split Screen Podcast hasn't actually been released. So she's returning on the show for me, but her first episode we actually haven't released yet. So yeah, so we're basically like show business here. That's how we do things on this podcast. So with me from the future today, relative to the time zone that I'm in, I've got Samarpita Datta, Bollywood connoisseur, writer, and my formal master of training in the art of Bollywood gossip. Welcome everyone, Sam, and what is technically your debut, basically.
Oh, well, hello. That was a nice introduction. Bollywood gossip.
I write the shit out beforehand. So
I know, it wasn't impromptu, but it was still a good introduction.
Well technically, hello. I mean, that's what you are. I mean, I'm not, like, I don't find out about shit, and then you go, did you hear so-and-so's dating so-and-so, but also doing this movie? And I'm like, the second part I'm interested in. I don't care about the first part.
Well, sometimes their relationships do influence what movies they work in. So, you know, it is important to know these things.
I don't agree at all. But you know what? I'm not gonna disagree that through you, I have found out things that I myself would never look for, because you have a lot more patience sifting through this, you know, this grapevine bullshit than I can't do it. Like, that's why I don't read a lot of, there's a very few Bollywood websites that I read, because again, I can actually go through some of their, they're not clickbait. I can read some of their headlines and go, okay, I care, don't care. You know, so you're like a great resource to me, because you let me know about like the happenings and all that. So thank you for coming back.
Yep.
Are you excited? Are you excited talking about your most anticipated movies of next year?
Of course, yeah. I mean, every year we look forward to a whole slew of Bollywood movies. And every year they look promising, and as the year goes on, you realize some of them are not that promising, but some of them are actually really great. So
that's around like 95%, I think, no?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I want to do is, I mean, we're just teasing people at this point. We're going to get into the movies. You know, we're going to give us a quick, you know, idea of what the movies are. We're going to talk about, you know, how we feel about them personally. So we've broken up these into two different categories. There are movies that have released, you know, trailers and teasers and posters and first looks and pictures from the set. So we kind of have an idea what to expect. So those movies are the ones we're going to cover first. The second set of films are more movies that we have nothing visually to go on, except for who's in it, who's directing it, who's making it, obviously, and all that other stuff. So we're going to start with the trailers first. But before we start, I have a request to Bollywood and Bollywood filmmakers. During the, you know, the prep work for this show, for this episode, Sam and I both had a lot of difficulty, like I said, just sifting through the reliable, official, confirmed information for each of these movies. And you would think, Shah, why don't you just go to IMDb? And I mean, it's, everything's right fucking there. You would think that, unknown person that I don't know. But it's really hard when some of these movies don't even have a fucking IMDb page. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So my one request to Bollywood filmmakers, when you know what you're doing, you know, hire some guy, you know, invest in a pro IMDb account, hire a dude to be your social media guy, and just update that shit. That way we know who's in your movie, we know who's writing your movie, we know when it's coming out, and we don't have to sift through this horseshit of gossip to find legit information about the movie and the content you're putting out there for us, really.
Yeah.
So, and please also, and thank you.
Yeah, and also sometimes some of these movies have Wikipedia pages which have information that you don't even know is true or not.
Yeah, that could be like Ashok bored and he adds some shit in, you know? Like, I don't believe him. I don't know who he is. I still don't know. Yeah. I just made him up in my head, so...
Yeah,
but exactly. Yeah, so that's that would be a really good thing for us if you would, you know, for all the Bollywood producers that listen to my show.
So first up, we have Fan, which is one of the big ticket releases for next year. It's starring Shah Rukh Khan, a newcomer called Volusia D'Souza, and it's directed by Manish Sharma. Manish Sharma directed Band Baja Barat, Should They See Romance, and Ladies vs. Ricky Bale. Bale? I don't know how to
Bail,
pronounce that.
ball.
Bale. Anyway, it's releasing on the 15th of April 2016, and what it is about is Shah Rukh Khan playing a superstar called Aryan Khanna, and he plays Aryan Khanna's biggest fan, and he's supposed to be a 17-year-old with the aid of prosthetics, and it's about his obsession with the star. So far, Yash Raj Films, who are the producers, have released a teaser for the film, and I've seen it. What are your thoughts on it, Shah?
Well, first of all, I want to say, like, this is when, like, you know, you have a celebrity leaning into the controversy about his image. Everyone says Shah Rukh Khan has a massive ego. Everyone says he's too full of himself, and his fame and status are way beyond control, and his movies reflect that. So what does this guy do? He doesn't try to shy away from that image. He doesn't go grassroots. He doesn't make a small indie film. He says, "Fine, I will now make a movie playing a super fucking star who has millions of fans, and I will also play his 17-year-old super fan." Like, he has to have some massive balls to be doing that, not sarcastically, not as a satire, but serious and legitimately. But I mean, my cynicism aside, this movie, the teaser looks amazing. There's a lot of potential. I mean, you know, Sam, people out there know, we just mentioned about this whole gossip culture in Bollywood. Bollywood has a major, what I consider, issue with fan culture and fan service. When an industry, you can't get legitimate news, but it's more about the things that are gossip fodder for the fans, you know, who's dating whom, who's wearing what. You know, so-and-so went to buy smokes, and it's like on the front page, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, every news, almost every news media outlet in Bollywood is like TMZ, which is horrible. And so I think Fan would be an amazing opportunity to kind of address that. Address how people are psychotic when it comes to some of these you know, some of these superstars. You know, people try to kill themselves when some of them are, you know, maybe going to jail, like happened with Salman Khan a couple of months ago. I mean, it's excessive. It's really excessive, and I hope this movie addresses that. At the same time, like you mentioned, the guy who's directing it, I don't feel like he's the kind of guy that's gonna tackle something that extreme. So I'm worried this movie might just end up becoming like fan service to Shah Rukh Khan fans, that, hey, you guys are awesome, I love you.
More than that, you know, my thoughts on this are that it's more like Shah Rukh Khan's ode to himself. Like, look at me, I'm such a huge star. Let me make a film on myself, but acting as someone else. And let me also play my biggest fan, like you
That's
said.
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, but also, I'm not too. The thing that struck me the most when I was watching the teaser was Shah Rukh Khan seems to have put in a lot of effort into voice modulation to make his voice sound different so that it doesn't sound like his voice. And I feel like he's put in a lot of effort into this role. The prosthetics, I'm not too, I don't know. They don't really work for me. They make him look really weird, and I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. But I think this will be genuinely something different from Shah Rukh Khan after a very, very long time. Because, I mean, if you give me another Happy New Year or Diwali, I'm just not going to watch his movies anymore.
Well, and again, I think everyone feels like that. So,
Yeah.
at the end of the day, again, I think it just, again, I hope, again, everyone says I'm a Shah Rukh Khan hater. I'm not. I'm just someone who's been disappointed by him over and over and over again,
Yeah.
to not
Yeah.
expect much from him anymore.
Yeah.
He's talented, no doubt about it, and I really hope fans good. It looks interesting as shit.
Yeah.
But just the talent involved, and given Shah Rukh Khan's own track record, I don't think it's gonna be the kind of social commentary that it could be.
No.
I feel like it is gonna be, you know, oh, poor Shark Khan's fan, and oh, poor, oh, dreams can come true, guys, and some shit like that.
And again, like you said, looking at the director, Manish Sharma, I mean, he makes movies which are quite superficial in a sense, because Band Baja Bharat was about weddings. It didn't go into the deeper issues that are around Indian weddings. Should They See Romance was maybe a bit more social commentary. Ladies versus Ricky Bell was more commercial.
Was
So,
horrible.
yeah. Well, I didn't watch the whole film, but yeah.
Yeah, so horrible.
Yeah. Okay, if you want to put it that way. But no, I don't think he's the type of director that would be appropriate for a social commentary into the fan culture of Bollywood. Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the next movie. This is well, let's get into the movie first. The trailer, this is for Wazir, which is a, I guess, an action thriller type movie that is releasing January 8, 2016. It stars Farhan Akhtar, Amitabh Bachchan, Aditi Rao Haideri, and Neil Nitin Mukesh. Directed by Bijoy Nambiar. His biggest thing before was David, which starred Neil Nitin Mukesh and some other people. It was a trilingual experiment that kind of succeeded and kind of not really, but it was interesting. The songs were amazing because that's all that matters. This movie Wazir is actually produced by Vidhu Vinod Chopra and Rajkumar Hirani, the same guys who brought us Three Idiots and PK. The movie, the trailer itself, there's two trailers. One was from last year. The second trailer is more recent. It paints a better picture. Shows Farhan Akhtar as an ATS officer having gone through some sort of tragedy. Most likely looks like his wife was killed. And essentially how him and Amitabh Bachchan, who is basically a paralyzed, sorry, not paralyzed, essentially he's handicapped, he's lost both his legs, wheelchair bound, chess grandmaster, and their relationship and how it impacts essentially Farhan Akhtar's character getting revenge on the death of his wife, implyingly perpetuated by Neil Nitin Mukesh's character, who plays, I guess, a villain in this movie. It's a very vague trailer. Sam, what did you think about how everything played out?
You know, for me, it was the timing that really didn't help me be impressed with the trailer, because this trailer came quite close to the Airlift trailer. So the Airlift trailer came first, and I was really impressed with that. And then I saw Vizier, and it looked like a toned down version of Airlift in a sense. I know the stories are completely different, but the look and the feel of both films are the same to me in my head. Having said that, I think it will be a good psychological thriller, provided it's directed well. But when you have Rajkumar Hirani and Vidhu Vinod Chopra, you know the movies are going to be good. So I think this would be something that I would watch. And Farhan Akhtar is quite talented as well. And Amitabh Bachchan, I mean, you know, what else do I need to say? But it could go wrong, I think, if it's not directed well. And Bijoy Nambiar, I didn't even know about this movie called David, to be honest. I was a bit surprised that John Abraham's in this movie too. He was in the trailer for all of like 3 seconds,
Yeah,
but
he's listed as a cameo.
ah, right. So that makes sense, because otherwise it would have given him top billing.
I'm sorry, extended cameo. I
Extended cameo.
apologize to the Wikipedia people who put this in, because it's not in the IMDb.
And Neil Nathan Mukesh is kind of getting typecast as the villainous sort of lead role in a
Not
sense.
his first time on this list.
No, I don't think so, because he was in Prem Ratan Dhan Payo, and he was the evil brother there. So anyway, I think this movie will be worth a watch, in my opinion.
I'm interested. I honestly feel like my motivation to watch this movie, I feel like, is going to be, this is one of those rare situations where the talent is amazing. Everyone behind the camera, in front of the camera, are seem to be amazing. It's a great concept on paper. The trailer was not impressive at all, but again, there's two trailers. If you look at the one from a couple of months ago, it's even less interesting than this one. And that one featured a bit more like a vaguer story. It was like kind of like a teaser. But this one tells a more clear picture. For some reason, it's weird, but Amitabh Bachchan's character—I mean, for all intents and purposes—in the trailer, it looks like he's his wife's dad.
Yeah, I got that impression as well,
But it
that
doesn't say that in any of the synopsises anywhere. It just says like two unlikely friends coming together by shared grief, and it's like, but if they're related, it's not a strange thing that, like, what? But. And also, the end of the trailer makes it like, I gotta, like, the first trailer again was very vague. You didn't see half the shots that you see in this trailer. which will be in the show notes for everyone wondering what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah.
But the first trailer was creepier. Like, the first trailer, I got the impression that Amitabh Bachchan was the bad guy, which was really weird. And even at the end of this trailer, he has this trailer ends with this weird line that he says. And I'm like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, maybe it's one of those where it's flipped on its head in the last half an hour and you find out Amitabh Bachchan's the bad guy all along. Who knows?
If that's true,
Maybe.
we just ruined this movie for a lot of people.
Maybe. Spoiler alert.
But I think like what I was trying to say was, I think the financial, like how this movie does in the box office, I think will determine kind of do I get the DVD or do I watch it in theaters? So
Yeah. Right.
All right, so let's move on to the next one, which is another Shah Rukh Khan movie.
Yes, so next up we have Raiz. So surprisingly, the teaser for this was released about, I don't know, 8 months before the actual release of the movie, which is quite unusual for a Bollywood film. This is starring Shah Rukh Khan, Nawazuddin Siddiqui, Mahira Khan, who is making her debut in Hindi film. She's an established Pakistani actress, I believe. Lily Singh, according to the Wikipedia page, aka Superwoman.
Nice.
Zeena Taman and Farhan Akhtar. Now, what Farhan Akhtar is doing in the movie, I don't know. But it's directed by Rahul Dholakia, who made Lamha, which was quite a few years ago, with Sanjay Dutt and Bipasha Basu. I'm not sure if you remember that movie, Shah, but it was based on the conflict in Kashmir. This movie is releasing on the 3rd of July, 2016. And what it's about, well, what I envisage from the teaser that was released, what it's about a liquor bootlegger, and it's set in the 1980s against the backdrop of the alcohol ban in Gujarat, which is still there, and about his skirmishes with Nawazuddin Siddiqui, who plays a cop who's trying to, you know, basically pin him down, and it's about the cat and mouse game between them. So as far as I can see, Shah Rukh Khan plays a negative character. My thoughts on the teaser were that it looked good to me. I'm not sure what you thought, Shah.
So if you go onto my website, if you go onto Black Page Beatdown, so not only did I do a write-up for this teaser, which is, again, guys, it's a teaser. This is not the official trailer.
Yeah.
Not only do I do a write-up for the teaser, I ended up writing a fucking 1,000-word thing about how Raiz could be Shah Rukh Khan's big homecoming to serious cinema. Like, this could be...
Yeah.
And I honestly believe that. Because this movie... So, when... Like, I mean, you said he kind of... You feel like he's playing, like, a negative or, like a bad guy.
Yeah,
role.
Yeah.
feel like this is more along the lines of, like, if you saw Guru or...
Those
movies
right.
where, you know, like he's the hero, but he has to do, you know, like, negative things, or he has to go outside the law, kind of like a Godfather type of person. I'm anticipating waiting this. I'm so excited. Unlike Fan, which I think could be a clusterfuck either way, the director of this movie, Rahul Dholakia, I didn't see Lamha personally. I did see Parzania, which is a movie.
Another,
he did.
Yeah, it won the National Award, I believe.
That's right.
In 2006. Yeah,
and it was amazing. And I mean, and similar themes also carry over into Raiz, because that movie was about the Gujarat riots. It was a bit more of a localized story. About you know, a family and to find their kid and things like that. Whereas Raiz also has these shades of, you know, dharma and, you know, something happening, and apparently this is set in Gujarat. So I'm interested. Like, I'm so sold. Like, unlike Fan, this seems to be more of a heavy, serious, dramatic, you know, almost like award bait movie. And I hope again, I'll link the articles I wrote. I don't want to go into all of that over and over again, but I just hope Shah Rukh Khan goes all into this. I hope he puts his all. He doesn't shy away from coming off as a negative character and doing horrible things. I just hope this. I hope we're not seeing Shah Rukh Khan in this movie, and I hope we see, you know, the character. That
the character,
playing.
Yeah, that's right. The other thing I also want to say is Nawazuddin Siddiqui is sort of doing. I feel like he's almost reprising what he was doing in Kick, where he was facing off against the other lead. So in Kick, he was the negative, you know, the villain, and over here he's. Well, depending on what Shah Rukh Khan's character is, he's facing off against Shah Rukh Khan. So Nawazuddin Siddiqui is an amazing actor. If no one's watched his movies, they should, because he's great.
What's wrong with you if you haven't seen Noah's Into the Giz movies?
I know, right? But he's really amazing, and I think he will. I mean, if I were totally against Shah Rukh Khan, I'd still watch it just because he's in it. Like Nawazuddin. And the other thing is, Zeenat Aman is also making. I think she plays Shah Rukh Khan's mother, which would be great to see as well. I haven't seen Zeenat Aman on screen in a very long time.
Yeah, so the Wikipedia says Zeenat Aman's in this?
Yeah, according to
I swear I thought
Wikipedia,
she died. I'm not even.
oh my God, no, she's not dead. Yeah,
Wait.
that's horrible.
No, I'm not saying I wish she was. I'm just saying
No, no, no.
I'm sure someone from her era, from her contemporary of her generation did pass away. And that's who I'm probably thinking of. Parveen Bobby, maybe? Again, I'm not
Parveen
sure.
Barbie, yes, Parveen
But.
Barbie. Barbie? Parveen Bobby is dead.
Okay. Rest in peace. But I'm probably confusing her with Parveen Bobby. My apologize to all the Zeenat Aman fans. But
Oh,
no,
one
that's me.
for.
I loved her in Boom. She was in Boom, and that was a ballsy role for her in Boom. I loved her, and yeah, if she can come back, and I mean, why not?
Yeah, of course, yeah. The other comment I wanted to make, sorry, I didn't make this beforehand, is this movie seems like it's sort of like a throwback to the masala films that came out of the
Yes.
70s, 80s. Have you seen the way the logo looks and the way it's
Yeah.
presented, etc.?
Well,
It's
even
very much
if you
like.
notice very closely too, the end of the trailer where the logo card comes up, the film quality is sketchy. Like
Yeah,
it's
like it
flickering
used to
like the
be.
1980s movies, like the
Yeah.
print, you know? Like the
Yeah,
flickering bad quality, not
exactly.
bad, like mediocre quality print. So
Yeah.
I love that. Those are the small touches that make me go, "Fuck, this movie's gonna be
Yeah.
good." Because
Yeah,
if
it's
you
like
pay
a, it's
that
like
close attention to detail like that, oh my God.
Yeah, it's like an homage to that, you know, cinema from that era.
Yeah. No,
Yeah.
I'm sold. But so we're gonna move on to directly from Raise. We're gonna move on to the next one, which caused a bit of controversy with Raise actually until recently. I think it's been as of this recording resolved so far. But it's basically Salman Khan's Sultan. Starring Salman Khan, Randeep Hooda, and we don't know who the leading lady of this movie is. According to IMDb, it's Deepika Padukone, Kriti Sanon, and Karishma Kapoor as Salman Khan's wife, all of which, however, we know not to be true.
Yep.
So we don't know. The film's currently shooting right now. I think it started shooting as of October, but we don't know who the leading lady is. We don't know much about the rest of the star cast, really, which is very strange because it is a Yash Raj movie. Am I right, Sam?
It is a Yash Raj movie,
So
and it's directed by Ali Abbas Zafar.
that's right, which is who's a Yash Raj kind of home camp
Protege,
guy.
yeah.
The movie's supposed to release August 2016. We haven't really. There is a teaser trailer online, but you can't really call it a teaser or a trailer. You could call it a extended glorified GIF, if anything else. It just features some music and some text and the release date essentially.
That's by YRF.
Sorry?
Is that by YRF, Yash Raj Films?
I think I'm pretty sure it is, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, I didn't even know about that. Oh, anyway, go
Yeah,
on.
it's I mean and the controversy about the movie essentially is that it was supposed to be in direct clashing with Raiz. They were supposed to release on the same day, but having the pulse on Bollywood media, Sam, you can kind of clarify this for us. But as far as I know, very recently it did get pushed around a little bit to avoid coming out on the
Yeah,
same
it
day
did.
as Raiz.
Yeah, it did because I mean, you can't have two cons clashing at the box office, can
God
you?
forbid.
God forbid that Salman Khan and Shah Rukh Khan fans fight online on Twitter.
Well, because they'd kill each other or themselves or whatever the
Oh, they'd
fuck. Who gives a
probably
crap?
just have gang wars, to be honest, like physical gang wars.
You know what? I just got an amazing idea. I wish that happened so that 5 years from now we can make a movie on that. The
All
con
right.
wars. Oh, how's that? Sultan again. The Sultan doesn't have a trailer. It's one of those movies that obviously is a Salman Khan movie, so there's a lot of buzz around it. The biggest thing that we see from Sultan, And we see actually quite frequently. So Salman Khan, holy shit, someone was going to kill me for that. Salman Khan released an image of himself from the movie, and he looks badass. And the image alone isn't the only thing. If you actually see Salman Khan make live appearances now, he's rocking the Sultan look. He's got the crazy stubble beard. He's got the shape. He doesn't look anything like Salman Khan that we know, which to me is a sign. It's kind of an impressive sign, but what do you think, though? Of this whole Sultan debacle?
I think it will be... The thing is, you can't run away from the fact that a Salman Khan movie is a Salman Khan movie. I mean,
that
I don't think I've ever seen...
That multiple meanings, though, Sam. You gotta clarify. That could be a kick, or that could be a Bajrangi Bhaijaan. Like, you gotta explain what you mean.
Well, what I mean is, I don't think I've ever seen a movie where I don't recognize Salman Khan acting a role.
Right.
What I mean, so basically what I'm saying is you always see Salman Khan, the actor,
Salman
acting
Khan
a role. You
as
never see...
whoever the fuck he's supposed to be playing.
Sorry, what?
Salman Khan as Salman Khan pretending to be the person he's supposed to be playing.
Yes, but that's just my opinion. I'm sure I'm going to get hate tweets now and death threats because I said this, but...
Stick around for her Twitter handle at the end of the show.
But no, that's my opinion. So I think a movie about Salman Khan playing a wrestler, I believe that's what he's playing in this movie, is going to be about Salman Khan playing a wrestler, really. So the thing is, movies like this will always do well because they're Salman Khan movies. There's not much that's known about the project at this stage, and no one knows who the leading lady is. But if it's, I think Salman Khan being, you know, an action hero throughout the ages will do justice to this role. I don't. There isn't much information to really go off of for this, so yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, from the picture alone, it's really hard to say if this is going to be kind of a, you know, like a rough, greedy type of a film, or if it's going to be kind of a showy, flashy commercial thing. Fact that they haven't cast a leading lady, though, that makes me think, the leading lady doesn't have much to fucking do in the movie.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not going to be a commercial thing, simply because if you're going to do a crazy love story angle that requires, you know, on location shoots and maybe song sequences or whatever, that takes a lot of time to prepare. Especially for Bollywood movies, that takes almost just as much time to prepare as the crazy action shooting. So the fact that they haven't cast anyone and they've already started shooting kind of makes me think that they don't give a fuck who the leading lady is going to be. Like, anyone can come in, they'll shoot a couple of dramatic scenes, and then they're gone. Like, they're not much important to the story. They're not important to the story. My English is horrible. So that kind of gives me a little bit of hope. I mean, not to be sexist, that, oh, it's good that the woman doesn't have anything to do. But I mean, I feel like that's why, I mean, they're not going to do the mainstream commercial love story angle, was what I mean by that.
Which is,
you know, in a Bollywood movie, that's not always a bad thing, because I'd rather see the story than some side subplot for 35 minutes of their hookup or their romance. So again, not a lot to go on, but I'm hopeful, I guess. Salman Khan, I love Salman Khan. He's a great actor. He does horrible movies sometimes. His judgment isn't the greatest as an actor. fingers crossed, right?
Yeah. No, well, just one final comment. When you said, like, oh, it could be like a raw, gritty film. Considering it's Ali Abbas Zafar, I'm not too sure, because the last movie he made was Gunde, which was essentially,
You know what? That... Scrap everything I just said. Scrap it. I'm going to delete all that. I'm going to edit that shit out from what I just said. I sound like an idiot now that you pointed that out. Fuck. Oh, now I'm worried about this movie.
Oh god, no, please don't edit it out.
Oh my god.
No, but Gunde was not. Gunde was just, oh, it was typical.
We don't have time, Sam. We don't have the time to bitch about Gunde, because that's going to be like another hour and a half. So let's keep it rolling.
Let's move on. Next up we have Fitur. Is that right?
That's right.
Right, okay, so Fitur is coming out... Fitur, let's do this first. Fitur is starring Katrina Kaif, Aditya Roy Kapoor, Tabu, Aditi Rao Hydri, Lara Dutta, and Ajay Devgn. So the last two I'm not too sure of because, again, this is from Wikipedia, so we don't know how accurate this information is. And it's directed by Abhishek Kapoor, who previously directed Kai Po Che, Rock On, and Aryan. This was a movie that came out in 2002, apparently. I didn't know about this. But it's produced by Siddharth Roy Kapoor, which explains Aditya Roy Kapoor's presence in this movie. So far, the only material that the production house has officially released about this film is a still of Katrina, Aditya, and Rekha. So the history behind that is previously Rekha was playing an essential role in the film, but for some reason I'm not entirely sure, and you know how the media sometimes has like very vague reports. Rekha was kind of, she stopped or she was ousted from the film and Tabu came in her place. So there's been a lot of holdups with this film because they've had to replace an actress, and so they have to reshoot a lot of essential scenes, etc. So there's been quite a bit of confusion about this. So the still that was previously released had Rekha in it, and weirdly enough, the director in it too. Well, all that we know of this film is that it's a remake of Great Expectations, which was a novel by Charles Dickens. And the film's been shot in Poland and Kashmir and some other locations throughout India. What do you think, Shah?
All right, so big confession. You know how every because we were emailing about this back and forth. You know how every time you told me that you misspelled, Fitur, right? And I was blaming my spell check because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck it did. It probably changed some shit around. What do I care? So, honest confession at this point, I honestly thought the movie was called Fitnur up until very recently when I actually, for the show, watched the, looked it up and kind of see who was directing and everything else. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, that's, I've been blaming spell check for something that I've been fucking up on. But, well, you know what? I could care less about the stars of this movie. Even the controversy on it, like I could give two shits. The thing that really makes me that kind of makes me really conflicted about if I should watch this movie or not is the director, because Aryan sucked and that was his first movie, but Kai Po Che and Rock On to me were amazing movies.
They were, yeah.
And I just and again and both I think I forget. I think Rock On was original story, but Kai Po Che was adapted from Chetan Bhagat's novel. So clearly he adapts a story from a book really well, and this time he's doing it with, a Charles Dickens, kind of a literary classic. So, and again, I don't even remember Great Expectations that well to enough to be able to compare the movie with the book, which is kind of ironic given the show that I have. But I'm yeah I don't know. I mean, I again I'm not really interested in this, but the director makes me interested in it. I don't care about Katrina Kaif. I mean, if she does a great job, hey, good for her, but she's not an actress that makes me want to go rush to theaters. Aditya Roy Kapoor, same thing, nice guy. I wish him all the success. I loved him and all his small things that he did in Guzarish and London Dreams. But again, as a leading man, again, he's not a guy. It's sad to say, he's not a bad actor, but the kind of movies he chooses and the kind of guy he is, he doesn't make me rush to theaters and pay money to see a movie of his. So again, this is another one of those movies that's going to be kind of based on word of mouth for me and box office success. And even then, I don't think I'd be that interested, to be honest.
My main comment on this movie is that how do you adapt a novel like Great Expectations for a Hindi movie? Because Great Expectations was all about societal issues that 19th century England had, and clearly this is anything but 19th century England. Anyway, that's just a
Well,
question that I have.
very funny
And
actually that you mentioned that, because Sam, if you remember the show that we did together, the first show, your first show on this podcast, was comparing a movie from like those 19th century kind of or whatever era to modern day, and that translated pretty well. We did Emma and Aisha, which will be coming soon. Stay tuned. And that portrayed pretty well. So I mean, the fact that you bring that up, and I think it could work. Just because we did Emma and Aisha, it might
Yeah,
work. Who
but
knows?
then the thing is, Emma was not, Emma, you could not strictly say that it was. So Great Expectations was more of a social commentary novel, whereas Emma was just fun and frivolous, so it's easier to adapt it.
I feel
Whereas
like
Great
you're gonna
Expect.
make me read the book, and we have to do a show about
No,
this.
I would never
I
ever
feel
think
like
of
we're gonna do a
making
show
you
about this.
read. Stay tuned, everybody. No, Great Expectations was all about the social issues that were around at that time, like poverty and stuff like that. So that's what I mean. Like, I don't know how you would present those kinds of issues in a contemporary setting in India. So that's just what those were the thoughts that were running through my head. The other thing I want to say is that Katrina, and I will try to be as deadpan as possible when I say this. In an interview a couple of months ago, Katrina said that Fitur was the movie that reawakened the thirst in her as an actor. So maybe this will be Katrina's, coming of age performance. Who knows?
I'm gonna move
We'll
on
see.
from there without any response whatsoever.
Without any comments, I just let the audience absorb that.
I don't. Yeah,
Fitur's release.
you know what, everyone? Tweet us what you think that means, and to what scale you think that's even physically possible of her to do. I'm gonna move on to. I wanna cleanse our palate, okay? Sam, let's cleanse
Sorry,
our palate.
I didn't give the release date for Fitur. It's February 12th, 2016.
Let's be honest, no one cares.
Oh.
Let's cleanse our palate a little bit with Airlift, okay? So Airlift is you already mentioned it earlier in the show, but Airlift is a I guess a it's an action kind of thriller movie based on real world events that happened during the Iraq-Kuwaiti invasion or war. It stars Akshay Kumar, Nimrat Kaur, Purab Kohli, and a host of other supporting actors, again, whose names I haven't found online to confirm. It's directed by Raja Menon. The release date is January 22nd, 2016. The best thing about this movie, this is what should get everyone excited about this movie, is that it's the same makers, the same producers, the same makers who made Baby, Akshay Kumar's movie earlier this year. Again, spy thriller type of a thing, and D-Day, which was Arjun Rampal and again Irfan Khan, another sort of spy thriller. The trailer is very subdued. I feel the trailer is holding back a lot from what the movie is or could be, which isn't really a bad thing, but that's just my opinion. Sam, what did you think about the movie, the trailer?
I actually thought the trailer looked very, very promising. Akshay Kumar, if you've noticed, has this knack of making these small budget films about like the most obscure events. Like, I'm not saying this event is obscure, but it's something that you wouldn't have, it's not like a famous historical event or anything like that. And his other film, which he made earlier, was Special 26. Now, that was a great movie. He has this knack of picking up movies based on real life events that happened that most people wouldn't know about, and then making great films out of those. In terms of being the producer, I think he's a producer on this, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I think it's his I think his home production company is doing it along with MMA Entertainment. I'm probably saying
Oh,
that
right.
wrong. But yeah, so I mean and that's essentially those again, those same people that did D-Day as well. I believe it's Nikhil Advani's production company
Production
who shut
company.
up, everyone. He's an amazing director. Hero notwithstanding. Or Gutti Butti. Shut up, shut up. This was a bad year for him. So you've got so I mean you're completely right. I mean, I'm not saying the trailer wasn't impressive. I just feel like the trailer held back on a lot that we'll see in the movie. Like I feel the movie's gonna be kick ass, and you're absolutely right about Akshay Kumar. He takes a lot of shit for movies like Gabbar Is Back and Entertainment, all this crap
Sing
that he
is
does.
blink.
Oh my god, like this bullshit movies he does. But if you think about it, if you kind of look at his track record so far, he's essentially like an older, more actiony, and the male version of like a Sonam Kapoor. I'll explain. Let me explain, guys. Let me explain. So what I'm saying
Please
is.
explain.
What I'm saying is he does these movies that essentially pander, to the audience, like Gabbar Is Back and Holiday and all these other bullshit movies he does where it's an action movie but it's got this stupid love story and it's got stupid comedy and it's just dumb as hell. Which make money. They do make money though, right? But the thing is he does those stupid dumb movies and then sometimes out of fucking nowhere he'll surprise us with an Oh My God, with a Baby, with a Special 26, with this movie, which in comparison are relatively small. They don't have crazy song and dance numbers. He's not, and he's amazing in them. So you know he's capable of these great dramatic performances. But when he does the shit that we hate, that we always, you know, the fucking party songs with Yo-Yo Honey Singh, we know that, okay, he's probably doing this to pay the bills. He's doing this just like Sonam Kapoor. He's doing these shit commercial movies just so he can keep his star on the rise. And then he has the ability to parlay that success into giving attention to these smaller movies that maybe no one else would give a shit about if it wasn't, oh, that guy who made shitloads of money this year making this small movie.
There's a philosophy that some actors have in Bollywood, which is one for me, one for them. And I think that's what Akshay Kumar does.
Hollywood has it too.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. It's a universal philosophy in the entertainment industries of the world. So he does one for the audience, which is, you know, your sing is playing,
It's more like he
your.
does three, four for the audience, and then he
Oh,
does one for
gosh. Then
himself.
does one for himself, which is your special 26 or your baby or this one. So in that way, I think he's being very smart in the way he manages his career because he's balancing both. But more, I think more power to him if he wants to do more films like Airlift or Special 26, to be honest.
Listen, I'll put up with I will happily put up with the Gabbar's Backs, with the Rowdy Rators, with the I will put up with those with a smile on my face if once a year or every 2 years he gives us a movie like Special 26 or like a baby or hopefully what Airlift will be. So I'm okay with that.
Can we also mention Nimrat Kaur? Because she is amazing. Like, she was
Oh yeah.
awesome in The Lunchbox. And I don't know, I haven't seen her stint on Homeland, but I hear she's very good there as well.
Neither
So.
have I, but can we give a round of applause to her for being on Homeland before fucking Priyanka Chopra got her own damn show? Like,
Yes.
that's an
I'm
underrated,
clapping.
that's underrated. Like, she was there before her and she gets no recognition for that. So kudos to her and all the best to Airlift for both Akshay Kumar and her and everyone else involved. Cause my boy Nikhil, he needs a fucking hit. Like, he needs some sort of good grace after this year.
Nikhil Advani fanboy over
Nick,
here.
please. All right, let's move on. Speaking of fanboys, let's talk about Tiger with his new one.
Okay, yep. So next up we have Baghi, A Rebel for Love, starring Tiger Shroff, Shraddha Kapoor, and Neil Nitin Mukesh. This movie is directed by Sabir Khan, who previously made Kambakht Ishq and Heeropanti. This is produced by Sajid Nadiadwala, who also produced Heeropanti. And this is releasing on the 29th of April, 2016. So there's not much that's known about the movie because there wasn't much information available. The only sort of official release from the production house was a still of both Tiger and Shraddha, which was sort of like a first look. So there's no teaser, there's no trailer out yet or anything. If you are on Tiger's or Shraddha's social media, they do post pictures from the shoot every now and then. So what it appears to be is Tiger Shroff, you know, repeating his sort of martial arts act. And I don't know, the title says a lot, A Rebel for Love. So there's obviously a huge love story in there, and they're fighting for their love, maybe. I don't know. But the one fact that we do have is that this is not a remake of Salman's 1990 movie called Baghi, A Rebel for Love.
So wait. So it's not a remake of the movie that it's an exact name after?
Yeah,
That's
surprisingly.
surprising as shit. Like, and why? And why? Why not just, I don't even, let's, I'm gonna contain
No,
my
but
anger.
that
I'll let
was
you finish.
there were rumors that were floating about, and then the production house, you know, issued like a formal, like, you know, they declined, well, not declined, but they formally like said no, this is not a remake, etc. So yeah, we don't know much about this movie, but I don't know if Neil Nitin Mukesh is in the movie and the lead is Tiger again. I feel like he's going to play another negative role. Shraddha Kapoor, you know, she's good in movies. I think she still needs has a long way to go in terms of, you know, getting on the, you know, sharpening her acting skills. Okay, I know you don't like Tiger that much, Shah, but I like Tiger. He's very sweet and humble in interviews. I like him more for his off-screen personality than whatever he showed in his first movie. So there you go. What are your thoughts?
Again, this gets filed under like a big
Do
yawn
not
for me.
care.
Yeah, I just, you know, like again, I listen, Tiger, I love his dad. His dad is an amazing actor. I love his dad more for his off-screen shit, because that's just hilarious. But this guy, again, there's really nothing that, I mean, I wish this was a remake of Baagi. That way, at least I would be forced to watch it, maybe in a potential episode comparing the original and the remake. But there's nothing that makes me want to watch this movie. Again, Tiger, he's the equivalent to me of a dumb blonde. I mean, I've seen nothing. And again, I know you like the off-screen stuff, but again, I don't watch the interviews. I don't watch the, whatever, whatever, not related to movies. So I really have no, like, my impression of an actor first comes from the movies they do. Then, if I'm biased towards that actor, like, or director, like Nicol Advani, I will then kind of watch their behind-the-scenes stuff and go, "Oh, this guy's, oh, is beautiful." But beyond that, like, he hasn't done anything yet to impress me. So I'm definitely not watching this. I very Shraddha Kapoor, same thing. I know she's been involved in a lot of great movies recently. Her career, her star is on the rise. I could care less. I mean, I've seen very few movies of her, and I wanted to just stab myself in the eye every second of it. So I don't know why. Again, she's just, I feel like she's just the kind of the flavor of the month. She's had a string of hits, and that's kind of why she's in the, kind of going strong. Yeah, again, nothing for me to say. I mean, one thing I will mention actually about this movie, Ronit Roy is in this movie.
Yeah, he is. Sorry, I forgot to mention him.
Which,
I keep forgetting to mention the supporting cast. Sorry,
yeah,
people.
there's not a, actually, again, to be fair, don't apologize, but to be fair, there's not a lot about the supporting cast that you can find online, like we've been saying. Neil Nitin Mukesh, though, is listed as a quote unquote negative role. I think it was on Wikipedia where I saw that. But Ronit Roy is in this movie, and I mean, if I had to choose, if someone held a gun to my head, I would probably watch this movie just out of the morbid curiosity of what the fuck Ronit Roy is doing in this movie. Because I love Ronit Roy, and I mean, he does not get the praise that he deserves. So that would be my only, if I was forced to say anything good about this movie, that might be the only thing I could say about it. But again, we're gonna cleanse the palate. We're gonna cleanse the palate. We're gonna go to the next one, which is, I'm gonna take a second to say this, Dishoom, which no, I'm not punching anyone in the face right now. I'm not. There's no sound effect, but that is the name of the movie. It's called Dishoom. It's starring John Abraham, Varun Dhawan, Jacqueline Fernandez, Akshay Khanna. Confirmed. Wikipedia also says we've got Huma Qureshi and Saqib Saleem, who, Sam, Bollywood gossip expert, are siblings, right?
Yes, they are
Right.
siblings.
Saqib Saleem, if anyone's, an enthusiast, they will recognize him from a segment of the movie Bombay Talkies where he was with Randeep Hooda. This kid's an amazing actor. Even his commercial small shitty movies, he's good in. So, I mean, I wish this guy all the success in the world. Huma Qureshi is another actress that I really like. She does roles that are completely counterintuitive for a young Bollywood actress to do, which to me I admire. Dishoom is directed by Rohit Dhawan, brother of Varun Dhawan, son of comedic genius David Dhawan. The movie is set to release April 15, 2016. We haven't seen a trailer or anything of this yet. The only thing we have basically is a, excuse me, a first look image. Which again, this will be in the show notes, but the first look features, a Sholay style motorcycle with a sidecar, John riding the bike, Varun on the side, flexing everything he possibly has in his body, with cars and, sorry, with other bikes and camels, and it's a whole smoky action scene. I don't know what the fuck they're wearing, but Sam, let me get your take on this.
So my first thought when I heard about Dishoom was A, the title. I mean, really, I kind of, it kind of gives
Kapow!
away a lot about the movie. You can't have a serious Hindi film that's called Dishoom. So I'm guessing it's a commercial, like a completely commercial movie. Then the other thing that makes me believe that it will be a commercial movie is the fact that Rohit Dhawan's directing this. Now, his last film that he directed was Desi Boys, which also had John Abraham and Akshay Kumar. You didn't know that?
No, I did. I'm. Listen, I don't want to say a fan, but I like these guys' movies who acknowledge they do brain dead shit and they do it, and they do it well. No, here's the thing. They do it. David Dhawan is my favorite, one of my favorite directors. Not because his movies are anything.
Really?
Not, no, listen, 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 listen. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Not because
okay.
his movies are intelligent or that they're great or that they're, box office gold, but simply because his movies are fun. Like, you watch a David Dhawan movie, you know what to expect. Majority of the time, they're not that dirty. They're not that vulgar. He set himself up to be this, entertaining filmmaker. And again, which is the whole not vulgar thing is really hard to say in Bollywood. Like, there's not a lot of movies that you can put on, especially comedies, that don't have some sort of, double entendres and shit. Which, again, David Dhawan has that, but I like these guys who say, this is what we do, and this is what it is, and that's all it is. We're not trying to be more than that. Which, and his movies aren't always great. Like, he's made shit, but
Yeah,
you can at least
he
respect
has.
him for saying, you know what? You know what you're doing, and you're doing that. You're not trying to do anything else.
I think he owns what he does, and I think I'm not too sure about Rohit Dhawan. Wait, no, what? What's his name? Rohit Dhawan,
Rohit
right?
Dhawan, yeah.
Oh God, I got
Not to
confused
be
between
confused with
him.
Rohit Shetty, because
Yeah,
that is
sorry.
a whole
No,
other
I
thing.
confused him with the cricket player. Anyway, there's a cricket player called Rohit someone. I was just anyway, never mind. Moving on. I'm not too sure if Rohit Dhawan is actually, whether he kind of owns it the way that David Dhawan does. Because obviously David Dhawan's been doing movies for,
Oh yeah.
donkey's years
Oh
now.
yeah.
And
Did you watch Desi Boys?
I did watch Desi Boys. I couldn't stand it. I'm sorry.
Really? No, I thought, I mean, no, don't apologize. I thought, I mean, I it's not for everyone. With comedies, I always say that, I mean, you really have to be in the mood for a certain type of movie. There's been comedies that I sat down to watch and I was like, I wanted to like kill myself. But then the same comedy I saw years later and I ended up enjoying. So I feel like comedies, I mean, all films are subjective, but I feel comedies are the most subjective because it really depends on the mind frame you're in when you're watching. So, yeah, so.
So I didn't really enjoy Desi Boys, maybe, but this was a couple of years ago. So, like you're saying, maybe if I watched it now, I might enjoy it. But anyway, I didn't really have a good impression of Rohit Dhawan's directorial skills at that point in time. So I'm not too sure how this will go. Having said that, Varun Dhawan is. He has the Midas touch or Midas touch. I don't know how you pronounce it, but everything he touches turns to gold. I don't know if you've noticed, but he's had a great year so far. Dilwale's a hit. ABCD2 was a hit. Badlapur gave him the
Oh my
critical
God, yeah.
reception he definitely
Which and
needed, and
so
it
early in his career, like
exactly.
Badlapur I think was his highway, like Alia Bhatt, where it's like you've got this great looking, very conventionally commercial Bollywood hero, and he says, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna do something completely fucking unexpected that no one would touch even after 10 years in the industry, and he does it so early on, and he does it well, you know. And now, you know what, and again, he's scored himself in my books. Like, he's one of those guys that he sold me. I will watch everything he does, no matter how stupid, no matter how mindless, because at the end of the day, I know he has the capacity to do better. I mean, the industry sometimes forces people to not, bank on those crazy good roles. They kind of want them to do this commercial, marketing machine kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm sold on Varun Dhawan. I will watch Dishoom. I will watch it. I will turn my brain off and I will watch the shit out of this movie. I'll tell you right now, I'll probably like it. What worries me is that Sajid Nadiadhwala is producing it, and that it's set. Apparently, it's being shot in Morocco and Abu Dhabi. And so Sajid Nadiadhwala movies always have a climax, most of the time in the desert, with 100 vehicles and some crazy fucked up action scene with everybody involved, just like Welcome Back earlier this year. And so that's the only thing that makes me cringe about this movie. But I'm hoping Rohit Dhawan's a smart enough director not to succumb to that. But again, that's a lot more said about Dishoom than that probably needs to be said. But at this point, Sam, I need you to tell me about Sarabjit, because I know nothing about this movie.
So Sarabjit is a movie that stars Aishwarya Rai Bachchan and Randeep Hooda. And it's directed by Oommen Kumar, the same guy that directed Marie Kom earlier this year. It's releasing on the 20th of May 2016. And what it's about is that it's a biopic of Sarabjit Singh, who was an Indian. This is so basically, this is a real life story about an Indian national who was accused and convicted of terrorism and spying by the Pakistani government and sentenced to death in 1991.
Oh, wow.
The sentence was postponed and he eventually died in prison in 2013 when he was attacked by fellow inmates.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so this is like a real life story of the struggle of Sarabjit's family, because they fought for years for his release. And the Pakistani government alleged that, you know, he was a spy and that he was actually an Indian government agent, you know, and that he had orchestrated some terrorist attacks in Pakistan. Whereas his family, for years, said that, you know, he was, and he himself claimed that he was just a farmer that had somehow mistakenly crossed the border and that, you know, his
Oh, wow.
identity had been mixed up with someone else. So it's a sad story. Randeep Hooda plays Sarabjit, the title character, and Aishwarya Rai Bachchan plays his sister, Dalbir Kaur, who was, I think,
Oh,
who
okay.
fought for years, with, you know, with through the justice system, etc., to have him released. So so far the production house has only released a poster which doesn't have any of the actors in it. It's basically just a landscape, showing like a country road and then the logo of the film. So there's not much to go off of in terms of official like material, but this is one of those movies that's probably going to be, I'm always The thing is, I'm always quite skeptical whenever they have films that are based on like, oh, okay, so Pakistan convicted this person of this, or like this happened in India and they were Pakistani or whatever, because you're kind of going into very shaky territory there. These kinds of movies usually get banned in Pakistan.
And or very kind of expected areas too, right? Like, you know, where one side
Yeah.
is demonized, the other one's glorified, and
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know how they're going to play this movie, because they can make one person look like a complete devil and then they can make, you know, one party look like complete angels, etc. So I don't know.
so
But having, yeah, sorry, go on.
no, sorry. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, so having watched Marie Comte earlier this year, I do know Oman Kumar is actually a pretty good director, and he can have a decent sort of, you know, real life story translate into a good film. So I think this one does look promising. There have been shots, like someone released like pictures of Aishwarya Rai Bachchan in character, you know, shooting for the film, and so they've started shooting that and they're going to be releasing, you know, sometime next year. But I think this looks promising. What do you think, Shah?
So, okay. So, I mean, it's no secret I'm not a fan of Aishwarya.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, however, so this movie, I mean, again, I didn't know anything about this movie. I didn't know anything about the story prior to you telling me about it. But the movie is more about Randeep Hooda's character, because I, cause for me, I, because Sarabjit's a pretty, you know, unisex name in the Punjabi culture. So I kind of assume that since Aishwarya's in it. And
Yeah.
because my boy Randeep is always the supporting actor, so I always thought it was more about her, but I guess it still could be more about her because they could kind of show her side of the story, I guess, right?
Because the impression that I get just from reading all the material about it, Randeep Hooda was finalized way after Aishwarya Rai Bachchan was signed on.
Okay.
So that's what makes me think that they focus more on his sister's struggle for him to
Right,
be
right.
freed rather than him actually. So again,
Which is
Randeep could
consistent with poor Randeep's treatment in Bollywood.
in Bollywood in general.
Like, fuck, like that guy, man. Like, he needs. Oh, I don't understand why. Why Bollywood? Why? Why is this
He's
guy
what?
not?
He's the lead in some upcoming like romance movie though.
He did. I
He's
mean, the guy. Like, it's just one of the side of this guy works hard. He does
Yeah.
the most varied fucking like bunch of movies that you can name. And yet he's not, you know, like he, like, okay, again, nothing against Tiger Shroff, but holy fuck. Like, why is Randeep Hooda not getting as much acclaim and commercial fucking appreciation as Tiger fucking Shroff? Like,
Yep, I
that
agree with
upsets
you.
me. That upsets the shit out of me. But I'm gonna, let's, I digress.
Let's move on.
So yeah, Sarabjit, I'm, you know what, again, like I said, I'm not a fan of Aishwarya. I didn't know much about this movie to even care about it. These first look images, which again will be in the show notes, of her very de-glam, very a lot older,
Yeah.
I'm interested. You know what, I'm pretty interested, I might check this out, if not just for Run DPUDA, which is the only reason I would watch this movie, otherwise. But I even say in my review of Jazba, I did say that, you know what, Jazba is not Aishwarya's movie. I didn't like her in it. She was not good in it. But if doing Jazba causes her to take similar risks, like Jazba, where she plays different roles and not the haughty fucking Miss World kind of characters, then it could be a good career graph for her. I mean, obviously she's matured more, she's had kids, she's taken a long break from the industry. If this is starts a new trend for Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, where she's doing more, you know, critically powerful roles and not commercially mainstream roles, then I'm in full support. I'm, you know, more power to her and more power to filmmakers. I want to work with her. So speaking of powerful, let's come back to another a really good critically acclaimed actor who chooses these movies like fucking like, you know, grains of sand. We've got Dangal. I might have pronounced that wrong, but Dangal comes out next year. It is starring Aamir Khan and a host of unknown actors, from what I understand. Saakshi Tanwar, Fatima Sana Sheikh, and a lot of other, again, just by the names alone on IMDb and Wikipedia, completely unrecognizable people. I don't recognize any of the names, but the movie is directed by Nitesh Tiwari, releasing December 23rd, 2016. The movie, surprisingly, you know, another Khan movie, and not the first Khan movie to be about wrestling. Like Salman Khan's Sultan, this movie also focuses on the sport of wrestling in India. However, Aamir Khan here does not play the actual lead character. I mean, he plays a lead character, sure, of course, it's Aamir fucking Khan, but he's not playing the actual person in the ring doing the physical activities. He's playing a
Oh,
man. This
really?
is no, this is a true story about a coach. He's a former wrestler himself, so there might be some flashback moments of, you know, fit Aamir Khan kicking ass. But the movie's focus is mostly that this is a former wrestler who's gone on to become a wrestling coach, who coaches his two daughters in wrestling. And essentially, they end up winning gold and silver medals in the Commonwealth Games in, I think, 2010. So it's not at all. I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, you know, fanboys, like we said, will compare Salman and you know, Amir for doing two wrestling movies. But these movies, the focus of them are you know, complete. There's a big shift in what these movies deal with. Aamir Khan is not bulking up for the movie. He's not training as a wrestler for the movie. He is not getting fit and doing his own stunts. Aamir Khan has put on shitloads of weight for this movie, to the point where it's unhealthy for him to be doing so. If you look at any recent pictures of Aamir Khan, you will be like, holy
Oh God.
shit.
He looks terrible.
He's full beard, full white hair, and he's overweight. There's really no way around saying it this way. He is obese. He is overweight. And it's not that he said in interviews many times that it's not healthy for him to be doing what he's doing, but I assume that's the character. I assume that's what the real life person went through or looks like. Otherwise, why the fuck would you do that? You know, if it wasn't the case. It's an interesting movie. Again, we've not seen anything. There's no trailer or anything. There's just a first look poster that's been released of Aamir Khan's face creepily juxtaposed with the muddiness of, I guess, the wrestling pit, which is how it is in India. What do you what how did you feel about that poster, Sam?
Oh God, I thought it was terrible. I'm sorry, but it looked like he'd
Was it
fallen into a sewage
shitty?
tank.
Was it shitty? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, it was shitty, literally. It
Literally.
honestly looked like he'd fallen into a sewage
Oh my
tank,
God.
and
The
then his face was poking out.
memes that that poster spawned, because again, it's again, this will be in the show notes, but it's Aamir Khan's face kind of almost like it's rising out of a pit of mud, and the mud looks, you know, not to get too graphic, but the mud doesn't look like mud. It looks pretty shitty, you know?
It looks terrible. I wasn't impressed with that poster. I think a lot of people were unimpressed with that poster. The subject matter though, seems interesting. And let's be real, amongst the three Khans, Aamir Khan is the one Khan that actually like gives his 150% to every role
Oh,
that
yeah.
he does, and you know he goes into character. He'll what he's
Oh,
capable
yeah,
of.
of
Yeah.
course, yeah.
So I think this is, you know, you don't expect anything low in quality when you watch an Aamir Khan film. Let's not bring Dhoom 3 into this, please.
Okay.
But
I love Dhoom 3. That second half was
you
not
should
a.
what?
Listen, that second half was an emotionally riveting story of brotherly love, okay?
Oh,
Like,
right. Let's move on, please. We're not going to agree on this.
that movie changed genres halfway through. It's the most brilliant piece of art that ever exists, okay? If you can't tell I'm being sarcastic, you need to watch Doom 3 again.
No, but seriously though, like Amir Khan is an amazing actor who really gets into the skin of his characters, and you know that you're going to get a quality film if you watch one with him in it. So there's not much to say beyond that, I think.
No, you're absolutely right. There's nothing to say. Well, but I do want to get into the next one. Tell me about Nirja, because I just saw the
Yeah.
trailer for this very recently, and holy shit, go.
Yeah. So Nija stars Sonam Kapoor and Shabana Azmi as the main characters. It's directed by Ram Madhvani, and it's releasing on the 19th of February 2016. And it is the true life story of Nija Bhanu, who at 23 was the youngest recipient of the Ashok Chakra, which is India's highest peacetime military award for bravery. And it covers the true story of how she saved 359 passengers on board Pan Am Flight 73 on the 5th of September 1986, when it was when four terrorists attacked the plane while it was on the tarmac at Karachi Airport. She died saving passengers and took charge after the pilot, co-pilot, and flight engineer fled the plane.
Oh my
So
God.
this is her real life story. The trailer's been out for I think all of 2 or 3 days now, but holy shit, that's an amazing trailer. It's a very well-made trailer and it looks very gripping and very interesting. And I think Sonam Kapoor will do an amazing job in this. What do you think, Shah?
Okay, so I've been saying this ever since I've been watching Sonam Kapoor's movies, and I've seen all of them. Which is unusual for me to be so impressed by an actress whose movies are essentially fluff. You know, when it comes down to it, her movies are fluff. They're not, groundbreaking cinema. But the reason why I like them is because she does things with movies that other actresses don't. They're not the usual career graph of an actress in Bollywood is they do, first 5 years of movies where they're just a girl. Commercially item movies, sorry, commercially viable movies, item songs, song and dance numbers, and just glam shit. And then eventually they will get into more serious films. Like again, everyone's done this. Priyanka Chopra's done this. Because everyone does this. This is a common trend. What I love about Sonam is she doesn't do that. She didn't do that. She starts off with commercial movies. She's done very few commercial films, but for every commercial movie she does, she's done these smaller fucking movies where the focus is on her. Everyone knows this. I'm just, I'm beating a dead horse. But I've said that when this girl decides to get serious, and when she decides to get into movies that aren't commercially fluff, that aren't just, khoobsurats, or they're not Dolly Ki Dollies kind of movies, then she's gonna fucking kick ass. And this is that movie. This is her gripping, like dramatic, fucking, very brutally realistic film that has nothing to do with a love story, has nothing to do with marriage issues, has nothing to do with relationships. This is a true, and she's playing a real, and again, I mean, the role is backed by real life events, like real world scenarios. So, excuse me, so this isn't just her even making a character up, but this is her playing a real life person.
Character,
And oh my God, like recently, this trailer impressed the shit out of me, most recently. And I'm so glad, and I hope this movie does so well, because I feel like everything that she's been working for in the industry thus far is leading up to this moment, where this is her kind of coming into more serious movies. That this is her saying, I am not just a bubbly fucking popcorn girl that you watch, romancing guys on screen. This is my shot. And the best part about this is we were all wondering, you and I have conversations about this too. We all said, everyone called it that Prem Ratan Dhan Payo is Sonam's paycheck. This is the movie she does where this is just her going, hey, I can do this too. Just getting the money, just getting her face out there, and we're all kind of going, well, what's going to be her next one? What's going to be her? This was, like we said before, one for them, one for her. This is the one for her.
Yeah,
And
this is
this
the one
is
for her.
fucking amazing, and I wish that this movie does all the best. I will go watch this. I will pay money for this. I'm excited, if you can't tell.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I feel like this will be, I feel like if this does well and if she looks, is actually as promise, actually delivers as she promises to do in the trailer, this will do for her what Queen did for Kangana.
Right.
Because, yeah, because Sonam's been on the sidelines for a bit, for a while now. Like, she's always been around, like, she's always been there, but she doesn't do the kind of, she doesn't get the sort of recognition that a lot of the other leading actresses in the industry are getting right now, like Deepika, Priyanka, whatever. But I feel like this will really catapult her to the big league.
I completely agree. So
Yeah.
that takes care of all the movies that we have, the upcoming Bollywood movies of 2016 that have had, that has shown us releases, trailers or pictures or official posters or looks. Let's get into the category now where we're going to talk about, I mean, there's not a lot of movies. We're going to breeze through these really quickly, but essentially movies that haven't given us anything to go by except for just who's in it and who's starring in it and that sort of thing. First up is, and this is the movie I'm the most excited for, Rangoon, starring Shahid Kapoor, Saif Ali Khan, and Kangana Ranaut. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of other familiar faces from other Vishal Bharadwaj movies, because that is the director of this movie, Mr. Vishal Bharadwaj, one of my favorite directors. The film is supposed to be released in 2016. A lot of the movies in this category, again, we're not 100% sure when they're supposed to come out. There's no hard release dates, but they're all expected to be coming out 2016. A lot of these movies are shooting. Rangoon is one of them. And Rangoon is said to be, this is what excites the shit out of me about this movie, it's said to be a Casablanca-style love story set against the backdrop of World War II, which is a setting that we really haven't seen explored much in Bollywood movies. Byomkesh Bakshi did kind of a setting around, I think World War I or World War II,
Two, World War Two.
which was really intriguing. I love that. It's an aspect of history you don't really see represented much in Bollywood. So I'm really interested in the setting of this. This movie also brings together, two of my favorite actors who sucked for a long time, and this director is kind of who gave them their comeback. Shahid Kapoor wasn't considered to be a serious actor until he did Kamine. And then more recently, huge critical
Either.
applause with Haider. Saif Ali Khan was a down and out commercial, bubblegum hero until he was Langra Tyagi in Omkara. And that kind of relaunched his career. Kangana, amazing in Queen, Katti Batti kind of sucked, so she's kind of down, and she's had some, as Sam has made me aware, some other things off screen that she's done that has made her stock plummet. But Kangana is in this too with Vishal Bhadwaj, who Kangana I hated until Queen. Queen clearly shows she can act. I hope Vishal Bhadwaj can do a lot more with her. This is my most awaited release of 2016. Sam, how do you feel about this movie, just based on what we know?
Well, I think by the way, when you were saying that this whole like World War II scenario hasn't been explored much in Bollywood, you forgot Kele Hum Ji Jaan Se. That was a movie that
No, I
released
didn't forget that. I drank a lot
deliberately.
of hours to block that movie from my memory. So
Okay,
that was a
right.
conscious attempt on my part.
Let's not talk about it too much then.
Yes,
No,
please.
I think is it Rangoon or Rangoon? I don't
I think
know.
it's Rangoon.
Rangoon.
I
Okay,
think
so
Rangoon is the, Caucasian way of saying it.
Okay, so Rangoon sounds quite promising to me. I think Vishal Bharadwaj is amazing. Like that man, his films are so complex, but yet you walk away thinking, "Damn, that was an amazing
Oh,
movie."
yeah.
So I think he's going to make something really great with this. And he's got Saif Ali Khan and he's got Shahid Kapoor, both of whom are actually really amazing actors. Saif Ali Khan, I feel, is less explored in terms of potential compared to Shahid. And Kangana, I mean, she's great. So this is a movie I would definitely watch, I think.
And speaking of movies that by actors that need to be watched, let's move on to our next movie, which the lead actor in, I think, desperately needs a hit.
Jagga Jassoos, yes, he
Yes.
does. So Jagga Jassoos is starring Ranbir Kapoor, Katrina Kaif, and Govinda, according to
Woo!
Wikipedia. Yeah,
I'm so
it's
down.
directed. Yeah,
You just sold me on this movie.
really, are you Govinda fan? Directed by Anurag Basu, who directed Gangster, Murder, Life in a Metro, Kites, Barfi. So he has a pretty solid
Track
CV
record.
over there. And it's releasing, apparently supposed to release on the 3rd of June 2016. Ranbir Kapoor is also co-producing this movie along with Anurag Basu.
He
And
put
the
money
sin
into it?
yeah, he put money
Oh my
into
God,
it.
Ranbir.
Yeah, Ranbir.
Why?
So, it's supposed to be about a teenage detective looking for his missing father, hence the title Jasus. So my thoughts on this movie are, well, some other facts about this movie apparently. Katrina learned Krav Maga, which is a form of Israeli martial arts for this movie. So this, you know, there must be an action element in there as well. This movie has been in production now for years. Like, it's been delayed for a long time now. It was originally supposed to release on in October or November 2014, but now it's been postponed to June 2016. So, and it's an almost 2 year gap, which shows you the kind of issues they've been having. But the films had to be reshot a couple of times as well because the director wasn't happy with the way Ranbir had done some of his scenes, and also
Oh
apparently
God.
Katrina and Ranbir's relationship drama added to the scenes not coming out the way they wanted them to between the two of them. And this movie is sort of Ranbir's. I mean, this man really needs a hit right now. Tamasha didn't do as well as it should have, and he's had a disastrous year this year with Roy and Bombay Velvet. So this movie needs to be a hit. As for my thoughts, I don't know. Normally, I would kind of not really watch a movie with Katrina in it. That's just me. But Ranbir Kapoor really knows how to act. If anyone's seen Tamasha, he was amazing in Tamasha. And Govinda, in the hands of a good director, and if you give him a good enough role, is amazingly
Yes,
talented. Yes.
Govinda. Okay,
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to continue my excitement. But okay, so not again. I don't. I'm not again. I will watch this movie just because Ranbir Kapoor was a great actor. But again, I'm. It just the description alone worries me because it says teenaged.
Exactly. That's
Really,
another thing. Yeah.
teenaged? He couldn't be early 20s. Like,
I mean, I mean, Ranbir Kapoor is, I think, 33 years old.
There's no first look of this, but I just, you know
No,
what it is? I
there
just
isn't.
imagine like a sort of, I imagine Ranbir trying to play super young, and it kind of comes off as silly or just stupid. Besharam left a really bad taste in my mouth. And in which he played kind of an immature jerk. So again, if I'm thinking about Ranbir trying to play a teenager in a detective movie where he has to, be clever and cunning and smart. It doesn't sit well in my head. So I hope this does well for him because this is the last slate of his movies I think he's got coming without that aren't going to be horrible. Although, I believe the next one after this I think is going to be a bit more important for him, which I think is going to be a lot, more credible for him to get that hit. I hope. Again, I love the guy, but he needs to do some better movies like immediately.
Yeah. I feel like he's quite unexplored in potential right now at this stage of his career. Because in the initial stages of his career, you know, he had films like Rocket Singh and
Yeah.
Wake Up Sid. I mean, those were amazing
Amazing.
films, and
And
he needs to
especially
do
so
more of
early in someone's
those.
career. Like, I mean,
Yeah,
he
and
came out of the
then,
gate, just like Varun Dhawan, he came out of the gate strong. So everyone
yeah.
expected so much more from him. But then now he's hit this kind of hit this wall of just like shit after shit after shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you gotta take a break. Like, go away somewhere for a couple of years, and come
Yeah.
back. I mean, he's
Yeah.
got family in the industry. No one's gonna not say no to you, if you come back and start small, do
Exactly.
some grassroots stuff. But
Yeah.
instead of going small, he's got his next, I guess, after Jagga Jassu or before, I don't know, whatever the release date works out to be, the next movie that you've got, Sam, essentially is can you say his biggest?
I would think so. I would think so. So his next film will be, and I think chronologically it'll turn out to be his second release for 2016, because
Okay.
this film is scheduled for Diwali
Okay.
and Jagga Jasus was scheduled in June. So Hai Dil Hai Mushkil is Ranbir Kapoor's second movie in 2016, and it also stars Anushka Sharma and Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, along with Imran Abbas, who, if people don't know him, he's a Pakistani actor who acted with Bipasha Basu in this horror film called Creature.
No one knows what
And
you're
it's
talking
okay,
about.
never mind.
Okay, I don't know.
No, it's also got Fawad Khan in a cameo or a special appearance, and it's also got Lisa Hayden, I think. And there were rumors about Sunny Leone in this
Oh, God.
movie, but that apparently that she's not doing it. So, anyway, so this movie is the big ticket movie for next year because not only is it a Diwali release, but it's also directed by Dun 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 Karan Johar. And I think what it's about is there's not much that's known about this film at this stage. The only things that we have are pictures that were taken during the shooting, and that's basically uploaded by Karan on Twitter or whatever. And I think Aishwarya is playing an older woman that Ranbir falls in love with, and then there's like a complicated love triangle, and then Anushka is in there or something. But it's basically a
Doing
movie. It's a
something, who knows?
Doing something, whatever, singing songs, dancing. No,
Aw,
but
poor Anushka.
it's a romantic movie.
Well, it's a Karan Johar movie.
Yeah, it's a Karan Johar
Yeah.
movie, and all that's known about this is that Karan decided to cast Ranbir and Anushka after working with them in Bombay Velvet. So if people don't remember, Karan Johar was a neg played like a negative character in Bombay Velvet, and he acted with the both of them. And this movie, I think, will be sort of a huge release because every time Karan Johar makes a movie, it's a big deal. Because Karan Johar makes big movies with big stars that have big budgets and they do well
Yeah.
at the box office.
And honestly, I mean, this movie, again, like, it's a Karan Johar movie. I'm not, Karan Johar has never given us a consistent, knowing what to expect from him. He's done, he goes from Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna to, I mean, he went from, sorry, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham to Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna to My Name Is Khan. So, I mean, he's growing as a filmmaker as we speak. So I don't want to say that this is going to be his magnum opus of, like, commercial proportions like Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham was. At the same time, I believe, again, as much as I dislike Aishwarya, you want to call Jazba as her comeback, I think this is more her comeback. These are the type of roles in these commercial love story films is where she excels, is what she's really good at. So especially with Karan Johar behind the camera, I think this is going to be the movie where you stand up and you go, Aishwarya Rai Bachchan's back, baby. As much as I dislike those kind of movies, but that's going to be, I think, her real comeback. Ranbir, like I said before, needs a goddamn hit. If this can catapult him back to where he needs to be to make those better movies like Rocket Singh and Wake Up Sid, great, let's do it. I don't know what to expect from the movie. It seems a very usual Karan Johar venture of, love story, older woman, blah blah blah. But again, like I said, he's given me enough reason to not write him off. So I'll watch it. I don't, whatever. I'm sure the songs are gonna be amazing. So that's basically it. Sam, did you have anything else to say about Edil Hai Mushkil or any other movies that we covered today?
I think Dil Hai Mushkil will be the biggest movie to come out next year.
Ooh.
That's the No, I'm serious. Those are my thoughts. I think it will. I'm not. I mean, I'm even. I can't believe I'm pitting it against like Raiz and Sultan.
How
But
dare
I
you?
think. Oh, I know, right?
But what are you
Desperate.
looking most forward to though?
Edil
Oh,
Hai
really? Oh, okay. Well,
Mushkil. And Nirja.
that's
And Nirja.
objective.
And
And Nirja, yes, of
Nirja.
course. Yeah, Nirja's, I'm pretty excited about that too. Okay, so Sam, thank you so much for doing this with me. This was a lot of work for, I know, for you, for me as well. But thank you so much for taking the time and
Well, thank
returning.
you.
You will your show will release soon, I swear to God. So everyone stay tuned for Sam's first debut, I guess, on the Split Screen podcast. Where can everyone get a hold of you, Sam?
So you can find me on Twitter at Lipstick Patrol. That's Patrol. I assume people know how to spell lipstick. And I also write for Bolly Brit. If you want to follow him, it's at Bolly Brit or BollyBrit.com. You can read the articles I write for him. And yeah, just tweet me.
Perfect. Well, again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for everyone listening. This is the last show of this year for the Space Game Podcast. So going forward, just subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or on Stitcher or your preferred podcasting app. Visit the website at blankpagebeatdown.com to listen directly from your browser. Subscribe to the site itself with your email in the top corner for all my random rants, reviews of Bollywood and Hollywood. Follow the podcast on Twitter at splitscreen_pod. Follow me personally on Twitter at TheShawShahid. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/blankpagebeatdown. And email me your comments, suggestions, hate mail, or anything else you really want to say to me at shah@blankpagebeatdown.com. That's SHAH. Leave us a star rating and review. We will be returning the new year with brand new shows and of remakes and the original sources. You know, one of them will be with Sam, I swear to God. So happy holidays to everyone. Have a very happy new year, and we will see you in the next year.
See you.